Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And today is the day that the Lord has made, and we are to rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I pray that your week, your day, your very hour of the day has been a joy, has been a blessing. And even if it's not, say that you may have been in the valley or you may have come through a storm. You might be in a storm at this very moment. Always remember that God provides you a way out. And what is that way out? He gives you endurance to persevere through the storm. So be encouraged and know that this too shall pass. So we are here again looking at God's Word in a different teaching series called Speak to My Heart, Lord. And the Lord just inspired me to share words out of his passage that bring life to the spirit. Now, what do I mean by bring life to the spirit? God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And he brings life to our spirit by way of the spoken word of the Bible, the gospel, the Bible, the word of God. And as we read through the Bible, the words of life revive us. The words of life bring newness and wholeness. The words of life restore us. The words of life energize us to be whole, refreshed, new. The confession of his word is what we are to share with the lost. Let's look at it this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, according to John 1:1. Now, Jesus said this, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life," according to John 6:63. So let's look at it this way. As believers in Christ Jesus, we are to remain in him and he in us, that the word would speak to our hearts. Psalms 119, verse 11 says it this way, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Now, let's think about that. I thought about it in this way. We tattoo the word of God on our bodies for many different reasons. But we forget to tattoo it in our heart, that we might not sin against it. This is what we do. We tattoo words of the gospel or words in the Bible, and we don't seem to reflect on that or read it from time to time, wherever it may be tattooed. But Scripture tells us, according to Psalms 119, verse 11, that we are to have the word hidden in our heart that we might not sin against thee. So what better reason for the word to speak to your heart, Lord? So this is what we are going to look at this particular teaching series called Speak to My Heart, Lord. So I want you to come ready, willing, and able, as usual, when you listen to this broadcast, Mission from the Heart Radio, and come hungry, thirsty, wanting a rhema word from God, that you would be refreshed, that you would be made whole, that you would not want to sin against thee. And today, with Scripture, we're going to focus in the New Testament. And again, this teaching series is Speak to My Heart, Lord, but these are words that the Lord spoke in Scripture. So, looking at John 6:63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are life. So let's look at verse 63 in its entirety. It reads this way. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Verse 63. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who were the ones who did not believe and who was the one who would betray him. And he said in verse 65, and he said, for this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it has been given to him from the Father. Now, focusing on verse 63, the words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are light. I read a commentary of mine as I was doing Bible study concerning this particular series, teaching lesson, Speak to My Heart, Lord. And I love the way that it indicated concerning verse 63, the words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. The commentary reads this way. Then he said that the words he speaks are spirit and life. This shows that his spoken words are the embodiment of the spirit of life. And that's capital S-P-I-R-T. He is now the life-giving spirit in resurrection, and the spirit is embodied in his words. When we receive his words by exercising our spirit, now that's lowercase S-P-I-R-T, we get the spirit, capital S-P-I-R-T, who is life. So, what does this mean? That means when we receive God's word, his word, by exercising our human spirit, to receive the word of God, when we read through scriptures, when it is preached from the pulpit, when we study to show thyself approved unto God, when we search the scriptures night and day, when we pray the word of God back to him, we get the Spirit, capital S-P-I-R-T, who is life. Now, let me make this a little more simpler. Think of it this way. For those of us who are believers in Christ Jesus, meaning we have confessed that we are a sinner, that we cannot save ourselves, that we have extended our heart to the Lord to come into our life, that we may be born again, that we receive the gift of life, salvation, believing by faith that he is the life-giving Spirit, he being Jesus Christ, that we believe by faith God saves us by his amazing grace. And when we believe with our whole heart that Jesus is our salvation, then at that time, the Holy Spirit comes in to our heart. And he lives and sits on the throne of our heart, that we are now born again. Now, this is how we receive the Holy Spirit inside of us. We've accepted, we've admitted that we are a sinner, that we cannot save ourselves. We've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we believe by faith that Jesus died on that cross for us who have accepted him, and that it was only by his blood that sins are forgiven, and that we are now saved by God's grace, and that the Holy Spirit comes in and takes residence in us, and there he lives, God in spirit, and he lives and resides in us. And from that point on, the human spirit and the Holy Spirit commingle together to become one. And when we receive the word of God through preaching, through teaching, through Bible study, through prayer with God and fellowship with other believers in Christ, then we become stronger, we become whole as the Holy Spirit grows and causes us to receive and allows us to grow in grace and purifies us from the inside out, that the fruit of the Spirit will continue to grow, take shape, mold us, and use us for God's purpose. Now, these are called believers in Christ Jesus. Now, for the man or the woman who has not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, then this word of God would not have much of an effect on you at all. And that's why today is the day that you should not let go by, that you should bow your head, humbly come to the Lord God
and admitting that you are a sinner, that you cannot save yourself, that you need a Savior to begin a new thing in you, that you would be made brand new, that you would be made whole, that you would be saved from eternal damnation. That is hell. Today is the day that He has made for you to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Don't let another day pass that you not accept Him. So now, as we look at our lesson today, I pray that you would allow the Word of God breathe upon your heart, that you would allow it to move inside your soul, that the eyes would see what God wants you to see, that your ears would hear the very word that is spoken today. This is the title of the lesson, Speak to My Heart, Lord. And the scriptures that will be read concerning what Jesus said should turn you around, should cleave to the word that you would run fresh and new. So if you would get your pencils ready, because I will be reading verses that Jesus said, that you would write them down and allow them to be a rhema word to your soul, that you can deepen your walk with Him. So let's whisper a prayer of joy to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if you would, bow your head and let's take our heart, our mind, and our soul to the Lord in prayer, that we would be ready to receive that rhema word from God. So let's pray. Blessed Savior, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread as we move through the passages of your scriptures, that your word would breathe afresh on us, that we would be convicted to turn from our wicked ways, that we would be restored as we have fallen out of fellowship with you, that we would be made afresh, anew, because we have not accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, that your word would stir up the gifts within us, that we would be on fire to go and tell somebody about Jesus. Lord, that your word would do a new thing in us, that we would be ready, willing, and able to do with what you have called each and every one of us to do. Lord, we exalt you. We love you. We praise you. And we thank you for your word. Now allow it to speak to somebody. Allow it to stir them up. And allow the conviction of your word to reproof us, that we would be on the right road, the narrow road of righteousness. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So let's move right into the scriptures. And I encourage you to take notes of the passages or the verses that are said by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, according to Matthew 4:17, Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Blessed are the poor in spirit." Matthew 5:3. "Ye are the light of the world." Matthew 5:14. "Love your enemies," according to Matthew 5:44. "After this manner, pray. Pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven." Matthew 6:9. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures up on the earth." Matthew 6:19. "Ask, and it shall be given." Matthew 7:7. "Beware of false prophets." Matthew 7:15. "Thy faith have made thee whole." Matthew 9:22. "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." Matthew 9:37. "Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." Matthew 10:22. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." Matthew 12:34. "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." Matthew 13:16. "O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt?" Matthew 14:31. "O woman, great is thy faith." Matthew 15:28. "Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Matthew 16:25. "Arise and be not afraid." Matthew 17:7. "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 18:3. Despise not one of these little ones. Matthew 18:10. The Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Matthew 18:11. Let the children come unto me. Matthew 19:14. Honor thy father and thy mother. Matthew 19:19. Lord, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for how the word of God restores our soul. We thank you for the spoken word that comes strictly from Scripture and how refreshing it brings us to you. Lord, we thank you that you have provided us the very nourishment we need in order to stand firm, in order to stay steadfast, and in order for us to stay ready every attack that comes against us. Lord, we thank you for what you did when you were in the wilderness with the enemy, the devil, and how he tried to tempt you to turn the stones into bread, and how he tried to test the Father. Lord, but you said, for it is written. And that is what we thank you for, the very word of God. As we pray and rest in your word, as we seek the scriptures according to what you said in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew 19:19. With God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Matthew 20:27. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Matthew 22:37. Jesus said this, take heed that no man deceive you. Matthew 24:4. As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:37. Watch, therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Matthew 24:42. Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Matthew 26:41. My God,
why hast thou forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Matthew 28:19. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Mark 1:17. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Mark 4:3. There went out a sower to sow. Mark 4:3. Take heed what ye hear. Mark 4:24. Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee. Mark 5:19. Come ye thyselves apart and rest a while. Mark 6:31. Be of good cheer. Mark 6:50. Whom say ye that I am? Mark 8:29. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8:37. He that is not against us is on our part. Mark 9:40. Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. Mark 10:11. If ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you. Mark 11:26. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Mark 14:24. I must be about my Father's business. Luke 2:49. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Luke 4:4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach. Luke 4:18. Launch out into the deep and let down your net. Luke 5:4. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Luke 6:28. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Luke 6:38. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Luke 6:46. Thy faith has saved thee.
Go in peace. Luke 7:50. Who touched me? Luke 8:45. The very hairs on your head are numbered. Luke 12:7. Consider the lilies. Luke 12:27. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Luke 12:34. Strive to enter the straight gate. Luke 13:24. Remember Lot's wife? Luke 17:32. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? 18:8. This day is salvation come to this house. Luke 19:9. If this should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Luke 19:40. Render to Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. Luke 20:25. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Luke 21:33. Not my will, but thine will be done. Luke 22:42. Lord, we just thank you for the word as we move through your scriptures and listen to what your spoken word says. Lord, I pray that your words are received by hearts that are pure, tender, that they would be made fresh and new. Lord, I do not know what they may be going through, but you know exactly where they are. You know exactly what they need. As we read your words, Lord, you allow these words to be a healing to their soul, that they would be made strong and be encouraged, that they would stand firm on every word that is in Scripture, that they will not allow any demon in hell to come against them, that no weapons formed against them shall prosper, that the Word of God is their anchor. Every word spoken through Scripture is their anchor, that they are to hold fast, to hold tight to your hand, to your unchanging hand, that they would be filled with joy, peace, that their faith would be stretched and made new, stronger, as the word of God is spoken, that it would heal and saturate, that they would be filled with joy, peace that surpasses all of their understanding. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:24. Ye must be born again. John 3:7. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. John 5:14. All that are in the grave shall hear his voice. John 5:28. Search the scriptures. John 5:39. Am the bread of life. John 6:48. Will ye also go away? John 6:67. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. John 7:37. I am the light of the world. John 8:12. If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John 8:36. Jesus said this, I am the door. John 10:9. I am come that ye might have life more abundantly. John 10:10. I am the good shepherd, Jesus said. John 10:11. I and my Father are one. John 10:30. I am the resurrection and the life. John 11:25. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:1-3. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, 6. If ye love me, keep my commandments. John 14, 15. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. John 14, 27. I am the true vine, Jesus said. John 15, 1. Love one another. I have loved you. John 15, 12. I have gloried thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. John 17, 4. Thy word is truth. John 17, 17. Jesus said, it is finished. John 19, 30. Be not faithless, but believing. John 20, 27. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. Acts 1, 8. And he says, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Revelation 1, 11. I am he that liveth and was dead. I am alive forevermore. Revelation 1, 18. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation 2, 7. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Revelation 3, 20. Father God, we thank you for knocking at the door of our heart. Help us to live a life that is pleasing to you. Holy, sanctified, set apart, that you would be pleased, that others would see the very light that shines bright within us, that they would come asking, I want what you have, that we would willingly and freely give to them the hand of Jesus, that they would come into the ark of salvation. Lord, continue to seek us, stir in us, that we would not become complacent, that we would not become numb to where we live in this wicked world, that we would cry out to you, Abba, Father, in prayer, and turn from our fleshly desires and seek your face, Lord God, as we see the things carrying out in this world. Lord, we wait and with anticipation to you coming back to receive your bride. For your word tells us, Lord, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. And your promises tell us that when we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that you promise that we gain a new earth, a new heaven, eternal life with you. And this is our desire. Help us to see the treasures in your word. Help us to live in a manner that pleases you. Teach us, shape us, stretch us, and mold us, that we will continue to seek your word daily, that we would praise you and glorify you all the days of our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Revelation 3:20. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Revelation 22:16. Then he says, surely I come quickly. Revelation 22:20. I pray, Lord, that you would come quickly, that we seek you daily in prayer, that we lift up the woes of this world in prayer, that we pray your word back to you as a sweet aroma to your nostrils, that your word is our salvation, that it cleans us up, purifies us, it restores us, that the Holy Spirit shows us how we are to allow the fruit of the Spirit to be shaped in us, that it would be brought out of us, that somebody would see your love, that somebody would see your kindness, your gentleness, that somebody would see your peace, that somebody will see self-control. Lord, we ask that the one who may be listening to this broadcast today, who may not know you in the pardoning of their sin, Lord, I pray that they cry out to you right now. They would know that they cannot go any farther without you. That they would lift up holy hands to you, seeking you with a pure heart, accepting your son Jesus as their salvation. Lord, I pray that you would live with inside them the sinner man, the woman who may be walking up and down the street, lost. The child who does not know what to do other than say, "Oh my God," that you would stretch them to receive your son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you for your scriptures as they have spoken to our heart, as they have fallen afresh on us, that we will continue to seek your scriptures day and night, that we would study the scriptures to show thyself approved unto thee. Lord, your word says that the flowers, they fade away, and the grass, it withers away, but the word of God will remain forever. Lord, we are lost without the word. For we know, according to John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we thank you for your Word. Help us to hide it in our heart that we may not sin against thee. Speak to our heart, Lord God. Speak to our heart that we would be on fire. Pray that we would be on fire to defend our faith, that we would be on fire to share the gospel to a lost and perverted world. Thank you, Lord God, in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. This has been Mission from the Heart Radio, and I thank you for being a faithful listener to this broadcast week after week. I encourage you to allow these verses that have been read, that you may have made a notation of them, and that you would search the scriptures and read the passages that the word of God would revive you, that it would be the very fuel to a car that has been sitting stagnant. So allow the word of God to be your fuel, that your car would be revved up to be ready to drive to all the ends of the world, speaking and preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So thank you, brothers and sisters, for being a faithful listener to this broadcast and allowing Mission from the Heart to be a blessing to your soul. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart. And again, I say, the grass wither and the flowers fadeth, but never forget that the word of God will remain forever. God bless you.